This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler, working our way through the issues of the day for Thursday, October the 23rd. So hello to Blanche, hello to Fred, hello to Jim, hello to Ken, I suppose. Benny, hi Benny.
Hello.
Hi to Ed, hi to Al. We're here on, hi Jonathan, there's Jonathan we've got to say hi to. Things going on today and in depth in this hour. The Ebola issue is still pretty much front and center. All travelers who come to our country from the three Ebola-stricken West African nations now monitored for 3 weeks. So yesterday's development was that the government decided that all people coming from those countries into our country had to come through one of the five major international airports, Chicago, Atlanta, the New York airports, JFK, and the Newark airport also. I'm missing one. Chicago, Atlanta, Newark, New York. Oh, Dulles.
Is it Washington?
Yeah, Washington, Dulles. Okay, so that was yesterday. The day before, everybody, 94% were going to come through there anyway. And then nobody has thought yet about going into Canada and coming down here or going into Mexico and coming up here. That seems to be, that's not possible, really. So, but that's the approach anyway. And they didn't start it till Monday. So, Monday. All right. That's this next Monday. Anybody traveling from these countries have to report in with health officials daily, take their temperatures twice a day. All right. So, that is next Monday. Why aren't they doing that today, one would ask. It's easy to criticize also. Somebody, you know, they're trying their best. And they're not using a lot of common sense. So, who does this measure apply to? Visitors from those countries, but also returning American aid workers, any federal health employees, and journalists. That is, anybody who travels here has to report in with health officials daily and take their have the temperature taken twice a day. Director of the CDC said monitoring will provide an extra level of safety. What provides the extra level of safety is not having these people come here at all and not allowing people to go in there at all unless they're healthcare workers trained to deal with the situation. The monitoring program is going to start in the six states, New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, New Jersey, Georgia, Virginia, because that's where the airports are. People get out in Newark going to Pennsylvania and New Jersey both. So, and that seems to be a requirement that when you think about it, we can track these people anyway. But I just think it's I don't want to say too little too late. It just seems that there are other things that can be done and ought to be done that are much more direct. That's my read on it. What's yours? 888-302-3684. And then there's email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. What are people saying about these regulations and other things as we focus on all things Ebola?
Daniel says there has been one American death for Ebola, but 600,000 Americans die from heart disease every year, and we're letting the government scare us about Ebola while they keep feeding us McDonald's.
Yeah, amazing. Well, they're not feeding us, but the information that's available. I don't know if you any of you noticed that McDonald's stock has been going down deeply because their profit margins have gone down 30-some percent in this last quarter and through this year. So I'm not sure that, well, that's an anecdotal comment. I think that's a foolish comment, but keep going. What's next?
Eric says, as the Ebola threat retreats in the U.S., we're looking back at a colossal news media failure as the press embraced fear over facts.
No, it wasn't failure at all. It was a great ratings. What people forget about the news media is that they're there not to tell you what's going on, but to get numbers so they can sell advertising and make money. That's the fundamental thing that most people don't know or remember. The only way they can get people to watch the drivel is to make it sensational. People don't want to watch it. If you haven't watched the news, especially the news channels, it's the same stuff over and over and over again. They'll tell you, well, research says people only spend 14 minutes at a time with us. Well, that may be. But those who don't adhere to that schedule and who have it on as background noise all the time, or I want to know what's going on, I'm watching Fox News. Fox News isn't going to tell you what's going on. They're going to spin it. Oh, wait a minute. It's the O'Reilly No Spin Zone. Of course it's spun. All that stuff is spun. MSNBC, to a lesser extent CNN, it's all spun. The things that you get on your local station now, it's trash and drivel and garbage, and it's not of, there's no redeeming quality. The old, if it bleeds, it leads. Where's the latest fire? Who died jumping out a window? Why do you need to know any of that stuff? And maybe you could argue, why do you need to know so much about Ebola? In a sense, it's what they're doing is presenting programming just like a game show, just like a movie, like a drama on TV. It's all about getting ratings. And they understand the psychological, almost suicidal focus people have on this sort of thing because they're somehow fascinated with it. What else, Kenny?
Scott says, normally I wouldn't get worked up about all this, but I remember hearing the same talk back when the AIDS epidemic was getting going, and we know what happened with that.
Mm-hmm. Good, taken care of. All right. So comments galore. Thank you again. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day Show. Keep them coming as long as you think there's something there that you want to feel about, express your feelings to us about and to people who are listening to us. Everybody is being tracked. Is that good? Or not good, does it make a difference, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What's going on with the government? Your daily routine, has it been changed by any of this stuff? Ebola. Dr. Ron Hoffman here with us next on Good Day, revisiting the phenomenon and ideas on how to keep your immune system handy. That's up next here on Good Day.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Hit the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers, just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand, just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
And now another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcard?
Yep.
Lawn sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Shit. Didn't we delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Happy to have back with us Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has an excellent practice, medical practice, radio presence in New York, and a website, Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, drhoffman.com, that is full of all kinds of important information, his Intelligent Medicine newsletter, focusing on the things that can boost your immune system this week, or is it, you phrase it, boosting your immune response. What's the difference between your immune response and your immune system in general?
Well, your immune system is sort of like a muscle, and for a lot of people it's weak and underdeveloped, so they're easily overwhelmed by whatever bug is going around.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to condition our immune system. We want to build it up. Part of that is actually the experience of getting ill and recovering successfully. That's one of the reasons why all these vaccines and antibiotics may actually ultimately weaken our immune systems.
So a lot of people are asking, how do I protect myself against, and you fill in the blank, mostly Ebola, but there's the enterovirus for young people, there's mosquito-borne problems, there are all kinds of flus that are around, and bugs here and bugs there. So you put together a list of things. You want to give us the highlights?
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of things, 17 specific supplements, nutraceuticals to take, but it goes beyond just taking pills. First of all, caveat, there's no predicting what is going to prevent or treat Ebola. We don't know enough about that. We can't say, take some vitamin D or some vitamin C and you'll be fine.
But if you have a strong immune system, you'd likely ward off.
Less likely that you may get sick, less likely you're going to die. Like some of these Americans, they seem to have relatively mild infections, and some of these poorly nourished, depleted people. Africans.
Right. That's a great observation.
Yeah.
The doctors have recovered now. They're giving blood to those who are sick, and pretty much everybody has recovered. It's acknowledging that they're in better condition because of food and all kinds of other things. All right, so what do you recommend?
Well, okay, so obviously adequate sleep. That's very important. Most Americans don't get enough sleep. Mm-hmm. Exercise, but don't exercise too much, because if you over-exercise, you're more likely to get sick. Avoid smoking. Avoid excess sugar. Avoid obesity, because obesity even suppresses immunity. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to supplements, some of the key ones, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D in particular, which you get from sunlight and also from pills, these are very important. Even probiotics are important. Beneficial bacteria actually help to bolster your immune response.
Yeah. So I was interested in vitamin D, as you were suggesting. Vitamin E sometimes is controversial. The B vitamins, selenium, and zinc. A lot of people say, I've taken my vitamins, but what about minerals? And you mentioned probiotics. If you're on an antibiotic, very important. But
well, the minerals would be like zinc and selenium in particular. They're very powerful immune supporters. Mm-hmm. And people even take zinc lozenges sometimes if they get a cold. Take a few of those and it helps your sore throat.
Echinacea, I take that all the
time.
That's there
for sure.
Ginseng. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to pronounce this. Astragalus?
Astragalus, that's a traditional Chinese herb. Very helpful.
I'm getting overwhelmed here. Am I supposed to take 30 of these every single day?
17.
Hey, I do.
I'm going to pick five. What are the top five I should be taking?
Okay, let's start with vitamin D.
Yeah.
D, C, E, astragalus, and I like AHCC. That's a product called Empower. Good stuff.
All right, there we have the word from Dr. Ron Hoffman. Check out the information he has at his Intelligent Medicine newsletter and at his website, Dr. Hoffman, with two Fs, drhoffman.com. I think, the lettered vitamins. Plus astragalus, you remember one got there. Astragalus. Right?
Sounds like arugula.
Hi, Dr. Ron. Thank you. That's good information. Check out his website. You can get the connection at DougSteffens.com. 21 after the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Seconds before they happen.
Right, listen to the jumping Simmons for a minute. C-F-B-L when the morning comes. This is V. Gene Simmons.
Jumping Gene Simmons. Not my kiss.
No. Could have been his early life. Tune's called Haunted House from the 60s.
Ain't no hang gonna run me off.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's another one of your favorites. Hold on.
It was a one-eyed blonde horse.
Oh, yeah.
Blind purple people.
You're big on Halloween.
Blonde horse. Blind purple people. One horse. One blind, blind purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
As a Chef Woolley
came down to it was a drover on Rawhide.
Mr. Purple. That's right. He was an old country western star, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He and the guy who did the theme. All right. You want to go back to tell the story and say, go back to Screaming Jay.
We can fit in a few minutes of old school.
What happened to the end of Screaming Jay Hawkins?
It's coming. It's coming.
Wicked witch cry.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right. Here's Screaming Jay.
I don't care if you don't want me. I'm young right now. I'll put a spell on you.
Really awful.
As I'm just killed me.
She's a witch queen.
Redbone.
Of New Orleans.
All right, so let me tell my Sheb Willie story. You've heard this story before.
I've heard this story a million times.
Have you really?
For those who haven't, go.
Jennifer, you've heard this story, no?
I think so.
All right, Kenny, you've heard this story?
Yeah.
I love to tell this story because it's such a fun story. Sheb Willie and Johnny Western were among a group of dozens and dozens. After that, it was Wilfred Brimley and Richard Farnsworth. Two guys, the same story you can tell on both of them.
These are older actors.
This was in what year?
Yeah. Well, for those of you who don't recognize the names, these are actors from the 50s.
Wilfred Brimley, the old man that does the oatmeal.
Right, but he was more recently in the same reality as Sheb Willie and Johnny Western were. These guys started, yeah, they did. They started in the 40s, Richie, 50s, television, movies. Johnny Western was, until recently, the morning host on a country station in Kansas, in Wichita. Wonderful guy. He's the one who wrote and sang the theme for Paladin. He was
an old Western show.
Oh, come on. You have to get it.
I had no idea what you were talking
Paladin?
About.
Paladin? Really? Oh, my
Never
God.
Heard of it.
Ours. Okay. Well, culturally, shows you what the U.S. education system is missing. This is a perfect example.
Right.
Because they don't teach Paladin in school.
Right. Don't know about Paladin.
Oh, my God.
No wonder we're falling
this
apart.
This country's going down the toilet. They don't teach kids about old right. Western shows.
So anyway, Johnny Western and Sheb Willie were extras on Paladin. Bad guys. They were always bad guys. Johnny Western told me he'd been killed 560 times in movies and TV shows. Anyway, he was sitting around while they were waiting for a setup to shoot the next scene, and he was strumming his guitar, and Paladin, Richard Boone, loved it and said, can you do a theme? You think you can come up with a theme for my TV show? And he did, and that's where Paladin, the song came from. That was, if you've seen that old probably.
So for all of you out there who have
anyway,
kids who are getting a horrible education,
yep.
Doug just fixed it.
I did, yes. So Johnny Weston and Sheb Willie were friends, and they then became stars in their own right on the circuit. But first, they were extras and bad guys in movies and westerns. And Sheb Willie was singing, Johnny Weston was singing.
I'd love to be have been killed 500 times. It's like right. Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. 28 past on Good Day.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up!
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Doug Steffen, not sitting here just watching the grass grow or talking about the grass growing. There are, although I guess we could do that in depth, Kenny, for sure. Let's put a measure out in the area like Florida where the grass grows so quickly. Guys are listening. There it is. What's this guy? What are you talking about? The nuance of life and the specifics of what it is that makes you do what you do. Why? You ever understand why you're motivated to be, for example, in the political party that you are, if you're a political partyist? Why is it that you're a Republican? Why are you a Democrat? What influences you? There's a new poll out that finds more people get political news from Facebook than they do from CNN or Fox. Anything about that? There's a poll, actually, that we're running at DougSteffen.com. Where do you get your news? A, the radio, B, TV, C, online news sites, D, social media, E, I still get the news from my newspaper. How do you get your news? And what influences you when you see various stories as we are in the political season? There are a lot of people who are running around the country. We're talking a lot yesterday about Bill and Hillary Clinton running around trying to not only endorse but to get support for various Democratic candidates who don't want to see or hear from anybody Obama. And then you start thinking about who it is or what it is that influences your vote. Why are you going to vote for candidate X? Is it because Bill Clinton says, this guy's wonderful, vote for this guy? Or is it somebody else? There are a lot of people who are out endorsing Walker, Texas Ranger. How many people remember that television show?
I remember that.
Walker, Texas Ranger. So he, this is Walker, Texas Ranger's theme. Huh. Going after the bad guys. Crank that up, Michael. Wait for a minute.
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right. Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you. Any wrong you do, he's gonna see. When you're in Texas, look behind you. Cause that's where the ranger's gonna be.
Walker, Texas Ranger star Chuck Norris is out on the campaign stump. He's lending a hand to Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Abbott. Is he the guy in the wheelchair? He's in a wheelchair, right? Abbott?
I think he is. I'm not sure if he's the one.
Yeah. Anyway, he doesn't go out. Chuck Norris is not on the campaign trail with Abbott, but the other way around. The way his campaign spokesman speaks, Greg Abbott campaigns with Chuck Norris. Together, they are going to go across the state of Texas, apparently, to local polling places to have sort of local town hall meetings. Now, remember, he's running against Wendy Davis. First week of early voting underway in Texas. Abbott and Ms. Davis increasing their get-out-the-vote activities. Abbott is counting on this star power from Norris. So let's see. Today, I think they're in Corpus Christi and San Antonio. But they'll be moving around. If you're in Texas, you're looking for this sort of thing? Is this what you want to see from your politicians, who they know, who's a celebrity? If that's the case, let's go back a little bit and think about all of the various stars who have aligned behind various politicians. Oftentimes, the presidential hopefuls will look for somebody to endorse them. I'll never forget Ted Nugent, who's been on this program a couple of times. He's pretty obviously not a President Obama supporter. Would you say that was an understatement, Kenny?
Yeah, huge understatement.
Yeah. He's been around supporting various activities, shall we say, of those who are on the right side of things, the right side of the political scale. So he's happy to go out and campaign. So who else in Hollywood does a lot? And in fact, do these endorsements make any difference? Nugent has 44,000 followers on Twitter. So does that, is that where the really the influence is coming from? I remember they made a big deal out of that when he supported Mitt Romney. Is that a large number of Twitter followers? I can't tell you that I know, Kenny. What's that number?
40,000?
44,000, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It depends if they're real people or not. You can buy, that's one of the big things now, is you can buy Twitter followers and Facebook followers.
Oh, you can.
And they're worthless, but it looks good.
Yeah, right. Here's another one. Kid Rock supported Mitt Romney and other... do they actually endorse him, or they just be seen? There's a difference, it seems. Well, maybe it doesn't make any difference to the average person who sees who it is. Kid Rock's real name is Bob Ritchie, and he has said often that celebrities should keep their political opinions to themselves. Yeah, it's often that you see him around supporting Republicans. Democrats, I can't imagine somebody wanting Bill Maher to support him, but he's happy to go out on the stump. Matter of fact, he's doing something, I think it's in Wisconsin. Kenny, I don't know if you know about that or not. I saw him talking about it a week or so ago, because every once in a while I check him out. I don't like him. I don't like his attitude. I liked his movie Religiosity, but he's so smirky, smarmy. He's just kind of a jerk. But there's an audience for that, and he's found one on HBO. He is now eating crow because he supported Barack Obama. But anyway, he's trying to get some senatorial candidate elected in Wisconsin, and he's gone there several times for rallies, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if he's from Wisconsin originally or not, but and he's given money. He's very happy to step up to the plate and write a big check as he can. I'm a rich liberal, he says, so I'll give you money. He put $1 million worth of support behind a PAC that supported Obama. There you go. All right, let's see who else might be on that list of celebrities. Eva Longoria. She's another one that was pretty obviously, because of her Hispanic background, courted by the left and happy to go in that direction. She's been seen this time around. She certainly was very visible when it came to Obama a couple of years ago. How about an endorsement from Donald Trump? What do you think? Yes, no? He's out on the stump. Huh? I mean, you laugh about him, but why is it any funnier for him to endorse somebody than, let's say, Vince Vaughn, who's kind of a character actor, right?
I think it has about the same value.
Well, Vince Vaughn endorsed Ron Paul for president. I thought that was pretty interesting. You didn't see many actors who were going down that street. I certainly endorsed him, and I thought he was cool, frankly. Steven Spielberg, no surprise who he's supporting. He's a lot of parties. He was one of the people that had it was last weekend in Hollywood, wasn't it? Yeah, it was last weekend. He and Katzenberg, the partners, two of the three partners in DreamWorks, had a big campaign rally and raised, what, 2.1? Jennifer said that wasn't a lot of money for the star power that was there, but they raised $2.1 million for various Democratic candidates, it seems to me. Cindy Crawford is somebody who has surprised people, and I don't know why it is. Why is it that people who are good-looking, it surprises the public when they find out they're Republicans? Why was everybody, I can't believe Cindy Crawford supports Republican candidates? My God, what in the world is the world coming to? Doesn't she know? All right, let's see. Kelly Clarkson endorsed Ron Paul last time around. She has 11 million followers. What on Twitter? No, Facebook. What's the largest number of Facebook followers there are? Do you know, Kenny, offhand?
I don't know. I think it might be around the 100 million mark.
Is it really? Who has those kind of numbers?
I don't know. I know Ashton Kutcher was big on that for
right.
a while.
Yeah. Is he getting involved politically, supporting people?
I haven't seen him do anything political.
Yeah. All right. So George Clooney, yep, he endorsed Democrats and still does. Gene Simmons, sort of the other way around. So, celebrities in the political news. Also, celebrities like Oscar Pistorius in the news. Stephen J.J. Wiseman has a legal read on the Pistorius case. And also, the story is floating around this week about Bill Cosby. Up next here on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This fall, find products to suit the season for less. Like Hershey's Peanut Butter Kiss Cookie Kit. 66 cookies at just 14 cents a cookie. 4 pounds of Honeycrisp apples for $8.98. That's just $2.25 a pound. And a festive 32-inch decorated holiday wreath for just $49.98 to help you transition flawlessly from fall to winter. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
I have a book, Fish Oil, The Natural Anti-Inflammatory, written by Joseph Maroon, who did a lot of the research to come up with the most effective anti-inflammatory ever, Omax 3 Ultra Pure. It has the highest rated omega-3s. It is the best for joint pain, high cholesterol, your heart, everything. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors at Yale. It is 100% pure, 15 times better than krill. krill oil, just wonderful. These folks assure that you will love the product. They want you to try the first month free. Call 800-316-7918. That's to get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3. Pay a couple of bucks in shipping and handling, and you get it, you try it, you'll feel the difference. 800-316-7918. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure. 800-316-7918. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9 Prostate Testosterone. 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams. I always call upon him when there's some legal decision. I have two of them for you, but first, the first one is the Pistorius case. You're not an expert on South African law, but I suppose lawyers can apply things because you can get the general principles, right?
Well, of course I'm an expert in South African law.
Oh, damn.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there are some critical differences between South African law and law in the United States. For one thing, the prosecution can actually appeal a criminal decision in South Africa. So the prosecutors there do have the option of appealing this, saying that it was improperly decided, and having another trial for murder. It's unlikely that they're going to do that. I'm not sure that they really want to go through another trial like that. The defense has already said they are accepting of this. And then, frankly, what is kind of pretty much the same, although a five-year sentence, which can be down to 10 months of house arrest and then the balance, or 10 months in jail and the rest served under house arrest, isn't exactly in keeping with here. A five-year to maybe 6 or 7 year verdict and judgment for a manslaughter, which is what this would be the equivalent of, would be pretty much what would be done here in the United States.
So it's no big deal. This is pretty much in the realm of reality.
Okay. You know, and this was something where they were concerned because is he getting the justice because he's a white celebrity getting something better? And he didn't. He got what really their system would say is fair.
I had I said something yesterday that I was criticized for by several people when I suggested that they wouldn't give him an ankle bracelet because they couldn't find his ankle.
I'm sorry. I think that's pretty funny.
Well, listen, you know. Okay, speaking of funny, does Bill Cosby have a case against Hannibal Buress, who is a stand-up comedian that's accused Cosby of rape? Cosby settled out of court with a bunch of women a number of years ago, but he's gotten a lot of attention. A lot of people are talking about this, and I wonder if Cosby has a case against this guy.
You know, even if he did, the last thing Bill Cosby wants to do is sue him for libel and go to court and have this all come out, whether it is true or not. He really doesn't have much of a case, even if indeed Cosby is totally innocent of these charges. He is a celebrity, and just like a public figure who might be a politician, you can say things about them that may otherwise be libelous, so long as you are not purposely lying and don't have malice, a callous disregard for the facts. And frankly, there is enough out there to be able to make these kind of allegations, even if they're not accurate. So, as a practical matter and a legal matter, not much of a case.
All right, we have 60 seconds for a review of the Florida case where the fellow who got was getting tickets, the red light tickets, and the tickets were coming from the company that runs the camera, thrown out. And I wonder if that'll have ramifications on the whole country. I just said a few minutes ago, you get red light camera tickets, don't pay them, because the law says the tickets have to be written by a law enforcement official, and these tickets are coming from the company. Am I right?
Yeah, and you are right. It doesn't fit the what the statute
requires.
Don't
pay the fines.
Something that will get fixed, though.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh. I saw a guy in a tractor trailer purposely run over, knock down a light at a corner that had a traffic camera on it. He just rolled the 18 wheeler over it. I thought that was fairly fitting, frankly. Get out your frustrations that way. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, important information on some important legal rulings here on Good Day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815 or visit irefusetoage.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Listen, I stay at the Bixby House. I brush my teeth right next to the tub where Sir David Smith drowned his whole family, and I stopped being afraid of vampires when I was 12.
Are you a pal?
Because I know that ghoulies and ghosties and long-legged beasties don't exist. Even if they did, there's no God to protect us from them, is there?
Cusack, the best.
Catacombs are a naturally creepy place.
It does have the vague air of medicine.
really a strange combination of sounds here. The Carpenters with the sound from a movie called 1408, which was a big Halloween movie in 2007.
Great movie.
We've only just begun The Carpenters, which was used memorably in this movie in 2007. What does Chucker remember? Chucker's here, isn't he? Where is Chucker?
Hey, Doug.
Chucker!
So,
what do you remember about this movie? You love all these Halloween spooky things, the crazy ones, the fun ones. So what do you remember about 1408?
I remember liking it. It was really good. Cusick and Sam Jackson. You know, speaking of horror, on Sunday night I'm going to host a revival of Fright Night from 1985 with Chris Sarandon and Roddy McDowall. I believe Chris Sarandon, for my money, was the best vampire ever in a movie.
Really?
Yeah.
He looked the part. He was the guy.
He's just terrific in that film.
He was the guy that Clint Eastwood shot at the end of whatever, which movie was. You want to figure out how many bullets there are in my gun? That's the actor.
Hey, punk, is there five or just
Dirty
four?
Harry.
Yeah, right, Dirty Harry.
No, that's a different actor, Doug.
You sure that's not Chris Sarandon?
Chris Sarandon played
Al
Pacino's lover in Day Afternoon.
Okay, but there was a similarity in their looks, as I remember. But yes, you're right about that. Now I've focused. You know,
by the way, I put on the Facebook, the costumes are Halloween costumes welcome, and my 8-year-old daughter is going as a zombie. So I'm very much looking forward.
I was shocked to hear that.
Chuck.
Yeah. We have a story at DougStefan.com today about a craft brewer in Colorado who bought up all the season offerings of Count Chocula cereal for a special Halloween brew they're going to be selling next week. Imagine that. The chocolate brew.
Oh, no, chocolate's beer. Very popular ingredient in beer.
Yeah.
Very popular.
All right, so Chuck has some movie news. Chuck's job is to bring us up to date, video, DVD, all things that show up on the screen. He's pretty accomplished at figuring out what's going on and telling us the story, so he has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Amazon Fresh, the company's grocery delivery business, has been operating in Seattle and parts of California, but is now open to shop in Brooklyn. Park Slope, Amazon's first shop in Brooklyn before expanding to other neighborhoods, is the perfect place to start. Predominantly populated with young professional families, the area is likely to have a large number of Amazon customers. Customers in Park Slope can get Amazon Fresh's same-day delivery on all orders placed before 10 a.m. While its focus is groceries, Amazon Fresh isn't exclusively a food delivery service. Other items, including electronics and toys, are also available for same-day delivery. Any Amazon Prime members in Park Slope will be able to try out Amazon Fresh for free for the rest of the year without having to pay any additional fees. Starting in 2015, however, those customers will have to upgrade to the $299 Prime Fresh program to keep using the service. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
All right, let's check with Chucker now to find out the latest in movie news. Chucker.
All right, Doug, Twitter reaction to an early screening of Chris Nolan's Interstellar, which hits theaters on November 7th, was very positive. Many felt or tweeted.
What's the movie about? Obviously, it's a space thing. What's the theme?
Well, I don't know. It's a lot of the storylines being kept, for the most part, top secret. But if you look at the trailers, it looks like Earth has its last days, and Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway play astronauts who go in outer space somehow to try to save the planet. It looks like an event film, which not many movies have that feel anymore. And it's probably going to do very well.
Okay, so then what's another example of an event movie?
Like Independence Day, Jurassic Park.
Got it. Okay.
That has that, I gotta go out and see it. Another bit of news, actress Jenna Malone, who is in the movie Sucker Punch and a whole handful of other films, will be part of the cast of Superman vs. Batman. Reports have it that she'll play a female version of the character of Robin. Now, there's been a lot of articles written recently about the superhero trend. Some say that eventually, and I agree, eventually, audiences are going to wane on this genre, and when they do, I think the studios are going to be left holding the bag, although I don't think that's going to happen for quite some time. The Warner Brothers has superhero movies planned for the next decade, and so does Marvel. So we'll see where this goes. But as long as they make good films, I think people will still show up. And
you're my superhero, Chucker. Chuck Curry, movie man here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Movie man.
50, he is movie man, 59 after y'all.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.